From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. The ranch fire has grown to more than 112,000 acres as firefighters try to get a handle on its spread. Both the ranch and river fires continue to remain active. The ranch fire made significant and rapid expansion to the east. Today, firefighters are continuing to prep and defend structures along with construct primary and secondary control lines, access and weather making many areas of the fire difficult to reach directly. Aircraft supports being utilized when weather and smoke visibility conditions permit. Fire officials say the ranch fire is at 28% containment and say the river fire, which is spread across 41,000 acres, is 50% contained. They're also pushing back the expected date of full containment to August 15th. So far, 41 residences and 41 other structures have been destroyed by the fires. Still no firefighter or civilian injuries. Coast Guard Sector Humboldt Bay and local partners taking part in Coast Guard City Days events in celebration of the 18th anniversary of Eureka becoming the nation's second official Coast Guard city. The events include an interagency softball game, barbecue, a ceremony to dedicate the F Street Plaza in honor of the 18th anniversary of Eureka becoming the nation's second Coast Guard city, and Coast Guard Station Humboldt Bay's annual open house. The plaza dedication ceremony, renaming F Street Plaza to Coast Guard Plaza. Eureka Main Street has been working with the local Coast Guard and City of Eureka to rename the plaza in honor of the partnerships between the organizations. The Humboldt County Planning and Building Department preparing an environmental impact report for a 135 megawatt wind energy project consisting of 60 wind turbines and extension of transmission lines to the Bridgeville PG&E substation. The project, generally located in the Scotia and Bridgeville areas, as part of this, two public scoping meetings are being held to allow the public and affected governmental agencies to present and hear ideas and concerns associated with the project. The meetings happen August 14th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Sequoia Conference Center in Eureka, also on August 15th, 6 to 8 p.m., 125 Main Street in Scotia. Well, the Humboldt County Animal Shelter is offering reduced rate adoptions for dogs through August 10th. Due to the shelter's dog kennels being over capacity, adoption fees for dogs who have resided at the shelter since April or earlier are now just $35. The animal shelter's current available adoptable pets are listed online and updated daily at petharbor.com and petfinder.com. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.